are listening to Christian Family Values with your host, Christian from Philly, the Joker, and Big Mama. Brought to you by World Generation Podcast Network and in part by BenSound.com. And now, Christian Family Values.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Summer Scam Weekend edition of Christian Family Values. I am your host, Christian from Philly. If you don't know, I did a political show called the Boogie Show, where we talked about politics and that, but this is not this show. This is about wrestling right now. And joining us as ever is my mom and dad. First, introduce yourself. Please give a round of applause to Big Mama. Next, he is my dad. Please give a wonderful applause to the Joker.
Thank you very much.
Now tonight, Mom, Dad, tonight we have a very special show because today is the show weekend of Summer Scam. That's right.
Oh my God.
Summer Scam. Summer Scam. The one who came up with that name was not me, ladies and gentlemen. It was a fellow YouTuber called JD from New York. Give a shout out to him. Give him all the credit. But I like the word Summer Scam because he's right. It is a summer scam. It's the biggest scam of the summer. And right now, they have a website right now where they're partnering with a website, a betting money website, where if you make your predictions correct for SummerSlam, you get to win $5,000. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's a big scam, and I wouldn't fucking do it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too legit to me. I wouldn't bet my money on anything like that either. No, I'm in agreement. I agree with you 100%, Chris.
Yeah, I really agree to that. I mean, a lot of people out here just trying to get the money over the people with something that they love, you know?
All right. Let's get on with the show tonight. We have a very special show because tonight we're going to review the go-home shows of Raw and SmackDown. But, and not only that, but we are making our official predictions for Summer Scam and all the scam matches tonight. Let's start with Monday Night Raw. Raw, I'm not going to go in order, by the way, because fuck this show. They don't deserve for me to go in order. Let's go to the first segment. Let's go with the segment I call the most boringest fucking segment of all history. Trying to put over Seth Rollins because Seth Rollins fucked his own career up by having him say all these terrible shit things in the internet. Seth Rollins getting beat up by Brock Lesnar. Again.
Maybe he needs a career change. Maybe that's why he's doing it, because he needs a new direction, you know?
No, there's nothing new about this. We've seen fucking Seth get beat up by Lesnar every fucking time, but this one, in case nobody gave a fuck about it last Monday, nobody cared, nobody gave a peep about it, everyone was like crickets, nobody gave a shit about this segment. It was boring, it was awful, and this was a failed way to put over Seth Rollins because the guy fucked his own career up by making stupid comments that he shouldn't. He deserves everything that he's getting because the guy, guess what? Seth Rollins is one of the most boring motherfuckers on TV right now, all right? The guy is fucking boring.
I used to be a fan.
But then I open my eyes seeing how boring this motherfucker is. He does the same fucking moves. He does the same fucking jumps. He doesn't add anything to his fucking moveset. He does the same fucking arrow all the fucking time. The only good thing is his finisher, but that's about it. And the burn it down fucking chant makes no fucking sense. He's the fucking architect, yet he's burning things. That makes a whole lot of sense, yeah.
Can I ask you what specifically bothered you? What comment he made that bothered you the most?
Everything. Everything this motherfucker has been saying on the internet, saying how, oh,
like
WWE
what?
Has the best wrestling. WWE has the best wrestling company ever. WWE has the best wrestlers. Yeah, that's true, but they don't fucking hardly show up in TV. And then he's the best wrestler in the world right now. No, you're fucking not. There's plenty of other wrestlers out there that have a better shot than you. You're the most boring world champion ever. You're not gonna. I hope he doesn't win the title. But guess what? It's a lose-lose situation because I hate these two fuckers. I hate both of them. I hate Lesnar and I hate Rollins. So it's a lose-lose situation for me, whoever is the fucking champion at SummerSlam.
I think Lesnar has to go already. We have had enough of him. His time is due. His 15 minutes of fame, like they say, is over in the wrestling world. So just move on and let Steph have a better competition, a better competitor.
No, there is no better competitor. Because all these wrestlers suck. There are no other better competitors.
No, Ricochet, that's a damn good wrestler there. Ricochet is a very good wrestler, Chris. Don't say that.
Don't say nothing about Ricochet. He may be a good wrestler,
but he's going to probably lose at SummerSlam. Makes no sense whatsoever. Having the guy win the U.S. title for only 2 weeks, then loses to AJ Styles, and possibly loses another major pay-per-view. The first major pay-per-view he loses in his debut was fucking WrestleMania. Now you're telling me he's going to lose at fucking SummerSlam? Get the fuck out of here. This makes no sense. They don't fucking
care. Listen, Chris, listen to what I'm going to say. The problem with Seth is this. No way, shape, and form he should have got involved with that female wrestler, Beck. Okay? When he wasn't dating that rooster of wrestler, he was doing okay. Now that he's dating her, it's like he's from La La Land. He ain't here.
He fucked his own career up by making stupid comments that he shouldn't.
So where you think that came from? I bet you're the same one that she said it to her.
I hate Becky, but she's not the one doing that. Chris, I understand what
the Joker is saying, that ever since he came out as the boyfriend of the man, everything went downhill. Why would you? Yes,
that's
everything was okay.
At this moment, Seth
is the female and the man is the man. So anything that's good to him, that's what he does.
I agree with the Joker.
Let's move on.
Becky wears the pants. Becky wears the pants in a relationship.
Let's move on because we're already getting pissed off and it's just the beginning of the show. Who gives a fuck about Samoa Joe and Roman Reigns shit? That's not fucking important. Roman Reigns gets hit by a fucking car and it's not Samoa Joe. Big fucking deal. Goldberg is facing Dolph Ziggler at SummerSlam for no fucking reason whatsoever. Why? I don't know. Just to promote the new fucking WWE 2K20 game, perhaps? I don't give a fuck.
He has to redeem himself like Undertaker redeemed himself against him.
This is not going to be a fucking match. It's going to be a squash. He's just going to hit two spears and a fucking jackhammer. It doesn't matter.
Let him redeem himself for the stupid way he It doesn't matter for him. It might be. It might be at this point in his life, like Undertaker, he redeemed himself, and now he has to do it too because he fucked up on that man.
No. But the difference between Undertaker and Goldberg is Undertaker literally had a match. This is not a fucking match. This is gonna be a squash. All right, two spears and a jackhammer. That's not equal a match, all right? The only difference why Undertaker redeemed himself was because he was in a no-holds-barred tag team match. He participated. Goldberg's just a lazy cunt who wants to do a fucking paycheck and is going to do two to three fucking moves. That's not a fucking match.
Listen, the man has to pay his bills on the Beamer, okay?
He just took a spot for someone other than someone deserving, more deserving. He just took a fucking spot at SummerSlam than someone who deserves them more, 2 people or more. Fucking asshole. Fucking Goldberg. Fucking spotlight.
I'm sorry, Chris, but I like him, and I think he's still in the game, and even though you might not think he's a good wrestler, but let him go out there and earn his pay, too. He deserves it, too. He deserves a chance.
What do you mean he deserves it? He's not even in the roster.
Listen to me. I'm making up the roster, and he's going to be in it whether you like it or not, okay?
Nobody wants Goldberg at SummerSlam.
Nobody?
Whatever. No, nobody.
Listen, Chris, if you want dinner tonight, you better follow Big Mama's word.
If you want your rice and beans, you better agree with Big
Mama.
I'm
going to have to get on the
I don't care. I'll eat frozen food. I have frozen food in the freezer. I have options. But anyway, the one thing that happened on Monday, new women's tag champs between a Fatal 4-Way elimination match between Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus the Iconics versus Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose versus Asuka and Kairi Sane. Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross are our new women's tag champs. Now, here's the problem with this, right? No, it's not all right. Because here's the problem.
What do you mean it's not all right? No,
it's not
all right. They deserve that title.
I'm happy. No. No, they fucking don't. No, they fucking don't. Because here's why. One, I'm glad the Iconics lost those titles. Don't get me wrong.
Yay!
I'm glad those useless cunts finally lost those titles. But here's another fucking problem. Why the fuck was Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss inserted here anyway? They had no part in this fucking story whatsoever. They had no right to be in a fucking match for tag titles anyway. They just lost a fucking handicap match for the SmackDown titles, and here they are with no explanation whatsoever getting a fucking tag team title match with three teams who are from fucking SmackDown. It makes no fucking sense. It made no sense why they fucking won. Fucking Alexa Bliss is fucking useless. She can't fucking wrestle. She is
hey,
the
hey,
right.
Hey,
you know,
hey,
right.
Hey.
No.
You're wrong there.
Yes,
you're.
No,
you're wrong.
No,
Alexa,
no,
she's
no,
a good
no,
wrestler.
No, she's fucking not. She's fucking awful.
Yes,
no,
she
no,
is.
Chris, you gotta admit. Listen, Chris, you gotta admit that you're done with the Iconics. Oh, I'm so happy. Those annoying little twits.
I know, but no. Alexa Bliss is not a fucking good wrestler. Everybody's getting sick and tired of a fucking Alexa Bliss, all right? Everybody's getting sick and tired of her.
Let me tell you something, son. Let me tell you. Instead of me hearing the squeaking noise of those two dimbats, I'd rather have Alexa every day, every night, all the time. I don't want to hear those squeaking mouses.
Yeah,
but
one, two, three, Iconics!
They should have given it to Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. I hate Mandy...
Yes.
She has won fucking matches on SmackDown, and so has fucking Sonya. Why the fuck?
Sonya
again? No. Why the fuck are you rewarding two losers who just lost a fucking handicap match for the Women's SmackDown title. Why are they doing this? Why are they rewarding losers with more championship opportunities than anybody else? Why?
Well, I agree with you, son. I like showing you, as a wrestler, female wrestler, I do agree with you at that point. You know, they should have rewarded them than these other twits, but that's how wrestling goes, Sonny.
Why is Ember Moon getting a shot at the title anyway? Don't get me wrong. I like Ember, but the fact is every single SmackDown week she's been losing fucking matches, and she didn't even win a match to be number one contender. Bayley just said, oh, you know, you get a fucking title shot out of nowhere. So then what the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, but Ember Moon, she's a good wrestler, son.
And if she
she's
fucking wins the title, that's a fucking... that's. If she wins the title, then what the fuck? But Mom, Dad, tell me, why does she deserve to win the title now without no storyline behind this, no fucking build, and she just suddenly got the opportunity out of nowhere? Why do you think now she deserves to win the fucking title?
Well, that's true. I agree with
you. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, why they should get when they lost, like, a handicap match. But you have to realize one thing. You have to also look at Alexa Bliss' partner. She is working very hard to get up there. And guess what? She deserves it, too. She deserves to have a belt, even though it's a tag team belt. You know?
Yeah, I agree. She worked very hard, too, Chris. You have to admit that.
I don't care. Nikki Lynch and Charlotte Flair for Trish Stratus and Natalya. Who gives a fuck? Trish, Natalya's looking like she's the one turning heel. Natalya's turning heel in SummerSlam, even though it should be Becky, but whatever.
I'm so sick of that.
Ricochet lost again on Monday in a 6-man tag against AJ Styles and his group. And, that's about it. That's it for now. Nothing to talk about. Nothing to brag about. This was a pointless fucking go-home show. Nothing to excite fans. Fucking summer scam. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, now, can I make a point? Remember that we were, like, reminiscing about the past, and we were seeing wrestling matches. And I love the one that you put on 1999. The Undertaker back then, I mean, the theatrics. My God. I would pay 10 times the money just to be there. And it was amazing. It was the way they wrestled back then, the whole theatrics about it, right? We all saw it. We all loved it. And The Rock was there, all these good wrestlers, and they put on a good show. What happened to those days? What happened? I don't understand. They didn't get enough money.
It's all gone to shit.
You're wrong on that one. Let me tell you something. I agree with Big Mama.
I said this has gone all the shit, the current stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, back then, and I have said it many, many times, and I always going to say it, whoever wrote the scripts back then from the 80s, 90s, 2000, and on, knew what he was doing, knew what the wrestling fans wanted, okay?
Yes.
Whoever's writing the scripts now, he does not know what the fan wants. He does not know what they want. What he's thinking about is money in the pocket. And that's controlling the fan.
Weren't you at the edge of your seat with the Undertaker and, oh my God, his name is The Undertaker. And who else? Right. the fire around the ring, and it was like, oh my God, you were at the edge of your seat. You were scared for them. You were excited. You were waiting for one of them to get burned, and one of them did. And it was wonderful. Please bring back that wrestling back. We need more of that.
But they won't.
What we need is that fire back. That's what we need. We need fire back into wrestling.
But they won't. They won't.
If they don't do it, I predict. This is my prediction. The Joker predicts this. That in about 3 years from now, if they don't change the script, they're going to lose their wrestling fans for good.
Yeah.
But they will.
True. Yeah, slowly they are losing. They are losing their fans. And they are losing their momentum. Right, Chris?
Yeah, they are, because they're a piece of shit. Yeah. They're all fucking pieces of shit. Every last one of them. All of them are garbage. What else? All right.
Like I said,
I just wanted to bring that up.
You know what? I think this is, I always said, what we should do is also a statement where we take year by year from the past one event of wrestling and compare it to one event now. And we're going to compare those two events and compare where wrestling has gone.
That's a good idea. Very good idea.
Before we review the SmackDown Go Home show, I'd like to say something about the fucking garbage update to the fucking WWE Network. Motherfuckers, fucking ruined the network, you dumb cunt. You dumb cunt. You ruined the fucking network.
Relax.
They ruined the network. Now it's fucking unwatchable. Every time you fucking try to pick a year, it slows down. And then when you finally pick a year and you sit down and watch one of the shows, right, a pay-per-view, whatever, and then it suddenly stops and fucking dies, saying no network detected. What the fuck have they done to the fucking network, dude? This fucking company can't do nothing.
As fans, we have to, and subscribers, get this paid. We're paying and subscribing to them, and they're making money off of us. We have to say something. We have to complain. We have to put ourselves out there. Yeah, and we have to say, well, this is unacceptable. Unacceptable. You have a network where you're charging people. It's unacceptable. All the glitches.
It is so stupid that when you go and scroll for images, right, for videos of the show, some of the images aren't even fucking available. All there is the fucking WWE logo and shit. Motherfuckers, I'm giving you an ultimatum, right? I'm gonna give them an ultimatum, right? This goes out to every WWE Network subscriber. Unless you fucking bring back the new fucking network, bring back the old network, or you update it again and fix this fucking shit. We are all canceling our fucking subscriptions, and you're going to lose a lot more fucking money.
I'm with you on that, son.
You're going to lose more of your fucking money than you've been losing for a fucking weeks, motherfucker.
It's not fair right now. It's not fair. It's true. Really? It's true what you're saying, Chris. It's not fair to the subscribers.
We're paying fucking money monthly and weekly for this shit, and your fucking service fucking sucks. Motherfuckers, you think
that's
crack
their
face. Fucking unsubscribe.
Hello?
What happened? No, well, let's give them a chance, and I'm going to call personally, and I'm going to say, why am I paying money for this crap? This is crap. You're providing crap. The subscribers deserve better than what you're doing right now, you know?
ultimatum. A fucking ultimatum. You either fix this shit or you best believe people are going to fucking unsubscribe fast.
Exactly. Yes.
We have to get a better network because not for nothing. I mean, you got a lot of wrestling fans out there that are very fanatic. And for you to give them a piece of shit of a network, for these people that are paying good money, and then on top of that, they are always in the tube looking for better entertainment because that's what they got. You're going to give them a shitty network. No, that's not work. I agree with you, Christian. If it continues like that, boycott the network and let's see what they could do.
I swear, if they fuck everybody over at SummerSlam or hell, even at TakeOver, there will be fucking trouble. There will be consequences for this.
That's my baby.
Because you made your fucking pay-per-views 2 weeks in a row. And if you fuck this whole shit up like you did with Smackville, Smackville was unwatchable. The fucking audio was delayed. The fucking screen got freezing and all this shit. You better fix this shit right now for the fucking SummerSlam weekend. If you're not, you're going to lose all fucking subscribers, motherfuckers. I'm just saying.
But why did that have to update? Everything was working okay. Everything was looking good.
I don't fucking know.
That's stupid.
I don't fucking know. Uh-huh. I still have no answer for that. I've been asking that on Twitter, and I've not gotten a single fucking answer as to why they fucking needed to update it in the first place. I don't have a fucking answer.
That's crazy.
I still don't got an answer.
I don't like this. Yeah, I don't like the idea at all. You know, we as subscribers, we have a right to complain. You know, so that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna complain, and we're gonna say, well, you know, you're gonna lose a lot if you continue like this.
Whatever. Let's review SmackDown. All right. Roman Reigns is opposed. Attacker is finally revealed, quote unquote, because I don't think it is fucking Rowan. Because it's revealed that Rowan attacked Roman all these bunch of times. Now, this could lead to Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns, which might be canceled, or something better, I don't know. But all I know is this is fucking bullshit, and it's boring. I don't care who the fuck attacked Roman. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. Because it's not gonna fucking make the show interesting. Not gonna make the show even better.
Well, was there a rumor that it might have been one of his relatives?
No. No, it's not. It's not The Rock. It's not The Rock. He's retired.
Well, you never
know.
He
retired. He retired.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He's never wrestling again.
Yeah. You cannot say he never. Okay.
He's never wrestling ever again. And fuck him.
Okay.
Fuck the turncoat.
I like my.
Fuck the.
I like
fuck
Rock.
The turncoat. He's a turncoat. He's a traitor.
He's a what?
He's a traitor. Fuck him. Thinks he's fucking too good. Did not show up at Raw Reunion, motherfucker. Everybody else showed up except for you, you fucking bum. Motherfucker.
Leave my Rocky alone. Rocky,
everybody. Yep, we made you who you are, motherfucker.
Hey, listen. You have to be careful with the Rock because that could have been your father, you know.
What?
Hey, that man is so fine. Oh, sorry, I got off topic there. Off topic. Sorry. Oh, we could only dream, right? We could dream, right?
Awesome. Next, Dolph Ziggler faced Ali. As you know, Dolph is facing Goldberg, and Dolph made fun of Goldberg's entrance. Not funny. Uncreative and boring. Lukewarm match. terrible. Fire, get rid of Dolph Ziggler. I don't give a fuck about him. He's a fucking pussy.
Who?
I agree with you on Ziggler. I mean, Ziggler has changed so much, and to me, I see him every time he goes into this ring like a clown. And unfortunately, back in the days, he was a real good wrestler. Now, I really don't like him. So, I really don't. Seriously, if once he comes up, I don't even want to see him at all. And I just like the guy.
But he has to make his living. He has a right to make his living. And unfortunately, this is the way he's portrayed right now. And, you know, I have always said that I like Ziggler. The only thing is that they just misrepresented him. You know? They misrepresented him. That's all. That's my opinion.
Right. Well, he's still a fucking loser in my book.
Yeah, listen. Let me tell you. I know he got a right to do a living. But remember, guess who pays his salary? We do. The viewers. We pay his salary. So if he doesn't do a good performance in that ring, why should I pay my salary to him? That's the way I see it.
Daniel. Charlotte Flair and Trish Stratus cut a promo. You know, Charlotte Flair, boring, irrelevant now. You know, she's a fucking boring wrestler now. She's irrelevant as fuck. Still looks like a fucking man, you know, in her fucking camel toe pier. She's still fucking boring.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You were looking at that, Chris? You were looking at her camel toe?
She had a camel toe penis, and she was fucking boring.
Ooh, nasty level, nasty.
Trish Stratus. And Trish Stratus, I really couldn't give a fuck about her. She had no career for herself. I always hated Trish Stratus. Her career was fucking garbage. She was a boring wrestler, a boring character. Fucker. And let me tell you something right now. I don't give a fuck about this match because it's going to be fucking awful. I couldn't care fucking less. I could care less about who wins or loses.
They need new blood. They need new blood, not old blood. New blood. They need new people, new females, new wrestlers. And please, for God's sake, I hope that Ronda Rousey does not come back. I have had enough of her.
No, she needs to come back. That's the woman that needs to come back.
No, I don't think so. No.
Ronda Rousey is the shit. Let me tell you.
No.
Once she comes in, she's going to fix all those females that don't know how to wrestle at all. She should teach them everything she knows and knock the shit out of all of them.
You know, you make a good point, Joker. If she becomes a trainer for these female wrestlers, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
That's
as a trainer.
You're saying that she should be a fucking trainer. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Exactly. Show these female wrestlers. WWE female wrestlers how to wrestle and how to fight. I don't think it should be beneath her. I mean,
I don't give a fuck if she does or doesn't return because I could care fucking less about Ronda Rousey.
Me too.
And I could care fucking less about the women's division because in my eyes, and my eyes only, they are all fucking garbage.
Don't say the word.
They are
all.
They're all garbage. So guess what? To change that they're all garbage, they need to get new female wrestlers
and you need a trainer to teach them how to wrestle
exactly.
in the ring so we can have a good entertainment.
I think that that's a good idea. Rhonda, with her techniques and her expertise, can offer something new to these freaking boring-ass WWE female wrestlers we have right now and take it up a notch. I think that will be a wonderful idea. I don't want to see her wrestle anymore because I'm done with that, but I would love her to give her share the wealth and the knowledge to these other dum-dums in WWE female wrestling, you know? And I think that's a very good idea.
All right, now we need to end this review. So the last thing I'm going to say is the Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens thing. Shane did not put his career on the line. Kevin Owens got ambushed by Elias, and it's official. If Kevin Owens loses, he has to quit. I don't give a fuck about this match. I think it's going to be garbage as well, just like SummerSlam is. It's going to be fucking garbage.
Who has to quit if what?
Kevin Owens has to quit if he loses.
Oh, I don't care about that dumb Oompa Valoompa. I really don't care about him. I could give a rat's ass if he was here or not as a wrestling as a wrestler. You know, that's not. I hope he doesn't win, and I hope they kick him out. He's boring, and does he get to offer?
So you're telling me you want fucking Shane McMahon to win? That's what you're fucking telling me.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
I think so. No, I'm not out of my mind.
I won't fuck.
Yes.
I don't want Shane McMahon to win another fucking pay-per-view. This is not good right now.
Why not?
How the fuck are they expect to bring 3 million viewers for Fox if this old fucker wins every fucking match? This is not a win-win situation at all. Shane McMahon should fucking go away.
Well, I think after this one, I think he's gonna go away. He needs one more shot.
No, he's not. He's not gonna go away. His career's not on the line that it should be.
Well, I think the guy still got it, and one more shot. Get rid of KO. I don't see him.
No.
That's my opinion. You can't change my opinion, Chris.
I know it's your opinion, but this is a terrible opinion because what you want to do? You want Shane McMahon to open the fucking first Fox show for Fox and ruin the ratings? You want that?
That's exactly what
he's going to do for the first Fox SmackDown.
Yeah, but guess what, son? The Joker says this. The Joker says it doesn't matter what you say or Big Mama say. It matters what Big Shane says because guess what? He's the son of the WWE.
He's the money,
network.
money.
Yeah,
exactly.
Money.
He doesn't want this. Shane doesn't want this. I know for a fact he doesn't want this.
Hey, Chris. Chris, have you ever heard the term, what is it, bullshit walks? Say,
no.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
No.
Well, you know
no.
what? He's the money
this.
Man. He's
no,
the
Shane
money
does not
man.
Want this. Shane
oh,
does not
okay.
want
I think
this
so.
Fucking shit. Because he knows perfectly well that everybody's getting frustrated, even the fucking wrestlers. He doesn't want this shit. It's his fucking dad. His dad is coming up with this bullshit. It's not Shane. I feel bad for the guy. I feel bad for the poor guy.
Well, he has to do, that's a family dynasty right there. He can't go against his father and his great-grandfather
It's a legacy that he has to go on. Because none of this is helping elevate stars. What the fuck has he been doing since the feud with Shane? Nothing. He's been doing fucking terrible talk show segments.
Well,
Shane
I agree with that.
Shane ruined face turn Miz. He ruined Miz's face run. What the fuck has Roman been doing since feuding with Shane? Nothing. He has to fucking feud with fucking Rowan now.
Well, and it's true. You got a point there, son. He actually ruined the Miz's career because the Miz was on top of the world. He was on top of the world. What happened? He came tumbling down once he got involved with Shane. So I get what you're saying. It's true. I get what you're saying. In a way,
he's actually fucking ruining these people's momentum. He's ruining them. He's not elevating them. He's ruining them. He's ruining the fucking momentum.
Which is true. I believe that, and I believe, you know, I'm right in the middle. Right in the middle of this whole thing with Shane.
All right, we're done talking about SmackDown. It's over. The go-home shows were both fucking awful. Horrible. What a horrible build to one of the four major pay-per-views of WWE. It's a fucking disgrace. So right now, we are going to discuss predictions for SummerSlam, each match.
Okay.
The only exception is that there are the IC title and the tag team titles are not in SummerSlam this year, which I don't know why. That hasn't been confirmed.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull up the card right now. All right. Here is the official card for SummerSlam. First match, Drew Gulak versus Oney Logan for the Cruiserweight Championship match. I'm going to say Drew Gulak retains.
I'm not into, and I want to be honest, I'm not into the Cruiserweight wrestling. So I'm going to pass on that crap. I'm not going
to
predict.
You have to choose, Mom. You have to choose.
Who are you predicting? Who you chose?
Drew Gulak versus Oney Logan. I choose Drew.
I choose him too. Yeah.
Okay. Dad, who do you choose?
Robbie.
Why?
Well, like Big Mama said, I'm not too much into those.
No,
wait. All right.
He's pretty good. All right. Next match, Goldberg versus Dolph Ziggler. There's no point in choosing.
Goldberg. You know my answer. Goldberg.
Goldberg. All the way. Goldberg.
All the way.
All right. Chris Stratus versus Charlotte. I'm gonna go with Trish.
Trish. I think Charlotte has her 15 minutes of fame already has passed due. I think Trish will get it. Yes.
All right.
How about you, Joseph?
I agree with Big Mama.
No,
I agree with
next,
Trish.
Dad.
First of all, Charlotte.
I was saying next, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
AJ versus Ricochet for the United States Championship match.
Ricochet, all the way. Yes.
I'm going to say Ricochet because it doesn't make sense for fucking AJ to retain. And you're going to have Ricochet lose at fucking SummerSlam. Get real. Ricochet.
Yep.
The fact that he lost in that six-man tag means that he's winning the fucking belt.
Oh, yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Next, Finn Balor versus The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. Bray. I'm choosing Bray.
Bray all the way. Bray, yes. He's fresh. He's coming out fresh. And he's ready and he's hungry. So,
okay.
Bray all the way.
All right. Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon. I'm going to say Kevin Owens.
I'm saying Shane. I'm sorry, son. Shane.
You're out of the show.
I know. I'm out of. I'm cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. But I don't care. I'm
with Shane too, son. Sorry.
So not only do you want Shane winning another fucking pay-per-view, you want Kevin Owens to fucking leave. Great. That's good booking. That's nice. That's great booking.
I think so.
Mm.
I think so.
No,
I'm pushing your buttons, son, and I love it.
It's not good booking. That's not good booking at all. Bayley versus Ember Moon for the SmackDown Women's Championship. I'm going to say Bayley retains.
Ember.
I go with Ember.
It's not going to be Ember. It's going to be Bayley.
Probably you're right. She's going to retain.
Honestly, not for nothing, Ember is a shot. And we are tired.
That's
all
neat. That girl's a good wrestler. Why haven't they promoted her to, like, a champion?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. That Bayley girl,
when she loses her...
Why, sir?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I say even though Ember loses the title the next day, at least one day, man.
No, that's terrible. No, don't say that. That's actually horrible. One, that's a joke. That's a joke, Rain. Kofi versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. Randy.
Randy all the way.
You know that.
You need to fucking lose that belt.
You know that. That's a landslide there, son.
You need to lose this belt. You're boring. At least you had a good reign for it, but brother, you need to fucking lose that belt and never get it again. Randy. Okay. Becky Lynch versus Natalya. Becky.
I even though I don't like her, but I'm going to say, Becky, Natalya, she's too old for me. She's too boring. I'm going for Becky.
I agree.
And the last match, I couldn't give a fuck. Brock Lesnar versus Seth. I'm going to say that no good son of a bitch Seth Rollins wins back the title just because.
Oh, against Brock, right?
Yeah. He's going to win the title back.
Yeah, of course he is. He has to. He has to do has to do it to save face. Has to. What?
The way I see it, I think the Brock is going to keep the belt for a little while longer.
Oh, no. No. Don't jinx it.
Yeah,
I can't with them, man. I'm sick of them, man.
You.
That face, that smirk. That smirk
you
on his face. Oh, my goodness.
You could be sick of him and everything, but guess what? He does bring more in the wrestling world than
to the table. Yes, I agree with you, Joker, 100%. Yes, his character-wise, you want to hate this man so much that sometimes you want to see him more. You know, like, that's how I feel. You hate him.
And you
want to
see who's going to beat him.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I want to see.
No. Seth Rollins.
Okay, we're going to see about that, son. We're going to see about that because let me tell you, Seth right now, I don't want to say the word because, you know, but he's getting whipped.
All right, so that's the end of SummerSlam predictions. Tomorrow, Fatal 4 Radio, Chuck, Minister of Sister, will give his predictions when we do Fatal 4 Radio. Or if not, Radio Renegade. We got 10 minutes left. Let's talk about something. Oh, let's see. What's going on in WWE? Small Joe turned face.
What?
Small turned face on Monday.
Okay.
I don't know where this is going to lead to.
The other thing is, Chris, and like I said to you and to the Joker and to everybody listening out there, it's nice that once in a while you go back and reminisce and see
the old fight. Well,
why?
You can't because the WWE Network doesn't fucking work.
Yeah, but that's something that we as subscribers all put together. We have to demand to be fixed or to go back to the way it was. We have to voice ourselves because if you don't say anything, they're going to control they're going to put out whatever they want to put out there. But as subscribers and you're paying, that means you have a right to say something. Look, I don't like this. I don't like that. What's going on? Question it. By all of us calling or, notifying whoever it is, maybe they'll make that change. And maybe they'll lose a lot of subscribers. I don't know. I hope not, but that's how it is. But I would love to do that once a week with you and the Joker to sit down and reminisce about, the wrestling of all time, old times, like in the 80s, 90s. I love the 90s, especially the 90s. I think that was the best for me.
Yeah.
And then, again, I like the old wrestlers,
Yeah.
But, right, Joker?
Well, I agree, Big Mama, because let me tell you one thing. Back then, look, a good example, it was the wrestler that did Sako. Whoever thought about a wrestler taking a sock?
Yes, Mankind. I didn't like him
a wrestler taking a sock, taking it into a ring, and the sock was actually the one that was telling him how to wrestle. Yes.
Yes.
And then he was like one of the first wrestlers that jumped out of that cage match. Come on.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. I mean, I did not like him as Mankind, but I did like him as the one that the Socko was dictating to him, this is how you're going to do it, and this is how I want it to be done. It's creative, it's funny, it's entertaining, I love all that.
And then putting Socko down the wrestler's throat. Wow, what a gimmick.
Stuffing him on his mouth. That was hilarious. I love it. I just love it. Something so stupid like that, it's entertaining to me. I don't know, but that's how I feel.
I mean, you don't see that now. You don't see that.
No.
And that's what we miss. We miss that.
Yeah.
We miss the entertainment. We need, look, not for nothing. Triple H. Doing their bits. And that was entertainment back then.
Well, this isn't wrestling related, but we got 7 minutes. I like to make some, fucking thing, I like to say.
Uh-huh.
And it revolves around Tuesday night's boogie show. A certain caller decided to troll call us, right, on our first ever political show, and told me that she was going to kick my ass. All because...
Yeah. Who and what army she has? Don't worry.
Hold on. And she, all because she disagreed with me saying that the 2019 remake, or, if you call that a fucking remake, of The Lion King was bad. Let me tell you something right now. I'm not going to call you mean names because you're not fucking worth it, all right? You're a loser.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not worth it.
Don't go that level. Don't go down.
Yeah, no, you're a loser. You're not worth it. You're a loser troller. First of all, the movie fucking sucked. The fucking CGI, the lions were fucking motionless, all right? Guess what? She brings up, that's what lions are supposed to look. Okay, that's fair. But if Detective Pikachu, think about this, sweetheart. Detective Pikachu was live action, yet they had emotion in it.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but even though the horrendous design of Sonic the Hedgehog for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, it was also CGI, but it also had fucking emotion in it. So what's the fucking excuse for the Lion King movie? What's the excuse, sweetheart? You got none. Because you're a troll caller who troll called us on our first political show, a very serious show. I should have known you were a troll caller because you made a cutesy little noise, cutesy little voice, trying to be cute and all that. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. You pissed me off. You pissed me off.
You do what you do. Go ahead, Chris.
You pissed me off. You pissed me off on our show. You embarrassed us. All right? We worked all hard for this first political show, and we're having stupid trolls like you coming into our show, our first caller in this network for like years, right? A whole year, and you ruined it for everybody. All right? That could have been somebody else who should have called instead of you. You ruined that chance. You ruined it for everybody. I'll be proud of yourself. Oh, man, I'm really getting heated right now. All I got to say is don't ever call this network again. Don't ever call our shows again because we know your number. Even if it's a phone number, we'll ban you. We'll block you. Don't ever call us again. Get on with your life, and we will get on with ours. Don't ever call us again. That's all I'm going to say. Don't ever call.
And take that, bitch. Take that.
And you could take that. And you could take that to the bank.
and that goes to every troll caller who calls this number. If you're a troll caller, we'll disconnect you right away because we have no time for your fucking stupidity. We have no time.
Congratulations on that new show, Chris. We're very proud of you, and we thank.
Yes, we are.
Minister also for allowing you to do something like that. And, you know, we have to give him credit too, 100% too.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely on that, Big Mama. And I'm so glad because now probably with Minister and Christian will put sense in people out there and let people know what really is going on in the world. I mean, some people do not know what really is going on. So,
they're in denial.
Christian, yes, they are in denial.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you both, and I wish you all the best, and I know it's going to be another success, you know, for both
yes,
of you.
Well, because on next Tuesday, we're going to talk about Caitlyn Jenner and more.
Oh, that's a good topic. Mm-hmm.
Not only about the rumor that he is adopting a baby, but why the whole fiasco, why they're calling her brave is a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'll find out why on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we have for today on Christian's Family Values. I have been your host, Christian from Philly. This has been Big Mama.
Big Mama in the house. Thank you so much, everybody. Sweet dreams.
And this has been the Joker.
Thank you, everybody,
all
for
right.
having me in your life. And you have a good night and God bless.
All right. Well, join us next time for more exciting content. Until then, have a good night, everybody. Have a good weekend. And we'll see you all next time. Good night, everybody.
Bye. Good night.
Bye.